This is Scott Berguin of KSOW Radio in Cottage Grove, Oregon, with The War's Toll. As of September 28, 2005, 2,020 U.S. and coalition soldiers have been killed in Iraq. Of that total, 1,927 are U.S. soldiers. 238 U.S. soldiers have been killed in Afghanistan. There are no numbers available for soldiers of other nationalities or any numbers for Afghani civilians. IraqBodyCount.org sets the current number of Iraqi civilians killed since the invasion of Iraq March 19, 2003 at 29,478. We remind you that various organizations produce reports and studies that indicate that well over 100,000 Iraqi civilians have been killed since the invasion. The following are the names of U.S. and coalition soldiers killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, whose names were released in the past week. This information can be found at icasualties.org. First, in Afghanistan. On September 25, 2005, John M. Flynn, 36 years old, Army National Guard from Sparks, Nevada. Also on the 25th of September, Patrick D. Stewart, 35 years old, Army National Guard from Fernley, Nevada. Also on the 25th of September, Adrian B. Stump, 22 years old, Army National Guard, Pendleton, Oregon. Also on the 25th of September, Tane T. Baum, 30 years old, Army National Guard, Pendleton, Oregon. And also on the 25th of September, Kenneth G. Ross, 24 years old, U.S. Army, Peoria, Arizona. On the 26th of September, Stephen A. Valdez, 20 years old, U.S. Marines, McCree, Arkansas. And in Iraq, on the 19th of September, Mark H. Dooley, 27 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Wallkill, New York. Also on the 19th of September, Michael Egan, 36 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Pennsauken, New Jersey. And also on the 19th of September, William V. Fernandez, 37 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Reading, Pennsylvania. Also on the 19th of September, William L. Evans, 22 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Halstead, Pennsylvania. Also on the 19th of September, Lawrence E. Morrison, 45 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Yakima, Washington. On the 20th of September, William Alvin Allers III, 28 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Litchfield, Kentucky. Also on the 20th of September, Pierre A. Raymond, 28 years old, U.S. Army Reserve, Lawrence, Massachusetts. On the 21st of September, Travis M. Arndt, 23 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Bozeman, Montana. On the 22nd of September, Mike T. Sonoda, Jr., 34 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Fallbrook, California. Also on the 22nd of September, Scott P. McLaughlin, 29 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Washington, North Carolina. On the 23rd of September, Andrew J. Derrick, 25 years old, U.S. Army, Columbia, South Carolina. Also on the 23rd of September, Paul C. Neubauer, 40 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Oceanside, California. On the 24th of September, Daniel R. Shell, 37 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Antioch, California. Also on the 24th of September, Brian E. Dunlap, 34 years old, U.S. Marine Reserve, Vista, California. On the 25th of September, Sean A. Graham, 34 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Red Oak, Texas. On the 26th of September, Howard P. Allen, 31 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Mesa, Arizona. Also on the 26th of September, Michael J. Wendling, 20 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Mayville, Wisconsin. Also on the 26th of September, Andrew P. Wallace, 25 years old, U.S. Army National Guard, Oshkosh, Wisconsin. And also on the 26th of September, Elijah M. Ortega, 19 years old, U.S. Marines, Oxnard, California. We close with a final note that at least 180 Iraqis were killed in this past week, bringing the total to at least 712 in the month of September 2005. May peace be with all the families and loved ones in both countries and all countries.